where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
An axe-wielding suspect found near London Road Public School just as students were dismissing for the day yesterday is facing charges. Patrol officers who were in the area were able to arrest the suspect just 2 minutes after Sarnia police were called at 3:11 p.m. According to the school's website, students are dismissed at 3:10. As a result of the quick arrival and arrest time, police say the situation did not result in a lockdown or a hold and secure situation at the school. The accused, a 47-year-old Sarnia resident, was charged with offensive weapons and failure to comply with a release order. He was held for a bail hearing. Affordable and supportive housing was highlighted again as a priority for the county. A homelessness action plan was presented to Lambton County Council this morning in Wyoming. President of Flourish, a social purpose real estate development service company, Graham Cubitt, told council a total of 490 units ranging from affordable to supportive housing are needed locally at 5 staff identified sites.
But that number is much larger. You need it maybe in the 800s. So this would be the start of a momentum in that direction.
His presentation followed one by former city county councillor and warden Bev McDougall, who says keeping people housed is paramount to the health of the community.
I could cry 6 times a day looking at people just barely existing, and that's not enough. It's not enough for me, it's not enough for you, and we can't keep our neighborhoods strong, and we can't keep people with hope when every place you look, you see trouble.
Cubitt says the action plan would cost over $143 million to bring to fruition with the help of loans, grants, donations, and senior government funding. The St. Clair Township Fire Department is thanking Shell for its support. The Sarnia Manufacturing Center recently donated $15,000 to the local fire department to purchase environmentally friendly foam for fire suppression operations. Fire Chief Richard Boyes says the new foam is not only more environmentally friendly, it's safer for firefighters.
This does not have the PFASs in it, PFAS they call it, which are toxic chemicals known to affect human health. So it's a forever chemical, and that was the problem with the old foam.
The St. Clair Township Fire Department includes fire stations in Brigden, Corunna, Courtright, Wilkesport, Port Lambton, and Beecher, with about 150 firefighters. And if you aren't particularly athletic but still want to be part of the 2024 Ontario Summer Games, now's your chance. The host organizing committee opened volunteer registration for the highly anticipated competition today. About 600 volunteers are needed to support the games, which are being held in London over the civic holiday weekend. A mix of sun and cloud this afternoon, high of 6, partly cloudy tonight, a low of 0. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.